the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
You ever wish something you do in your life that's super mundane could be made into a video game on a very expensive home entertainment system?
Oh my gosh, almost daily.
Well, these dreams are coming true.
Wow. I mean, they have been for a minute now.
They have been.
So many simulators. It was shock when people started writing in after we talked about, I think, Trucker Simulator and maybe Farm Simulator.
Yeah.
They were like, it's amazing. These are great. I play it all day, every day.
Yeah. Yeah, and they've talked me into a couple of them, and I've tried.
I got Goat Simulator.
Goat Simulator. Oh, yeah, that's right.
It looked real, because, I saw a buddy playing it on a video, and I was like, what is that? And he went, Goat Simulator. And so I got it, and it's pretty fun for a second.
Yeah.
For a second.
I did mud running. I think that's what it's called. I did that for the Wii. Steve, you did the trucking simulator one, right?
I downloaded it and I played it like one time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even though everybody sent me all of these upgrade packages and fancy dual smokestacks and stuff.
Oh, man.
What do you think?
Wow, you didn't even employ the dual smokestacks?
I couldn't.
You were driving around with one smokestack?
I just couldn't.
You must have looked like such a dope.
Yeah, it's so lame.
Yeah, you got to try this. Check out these modifications. I'm like, okay.
Now,
which is weird because it's the same thing with Gran Turismo or whatever the racing game now is.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm talking
Forza Motorsports. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's all it is. You're just driving a fake car and buying fake parts.
But you're racing.
Yes, but you're going fast and you actually have to use some amount of hand-eye coordination and stuff as opposed to well, my tractor is going through the field.
But
I tried to do Farming Simulator too, and I'm like, this feels like a job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you had that job when you were a kid.
Yeah, if I'm going to pretend like I'm farming, I could at least be out mowing the lawn
now
and accomplishing something.
Now, that being said, I play NBA 2K. That's also a simulation.
Well,
it's not any. I'm not throwing stones.
It's different.
You know why? You know, here's how you know why it's different. Because you will turn on a television at any given moment to watch a game being played by real people. You will never turn on your television to watch tractors go around a field.
Oh,
that's
why. Bet people
I'm sure
do,
somebody
though.
Has.
Somebody will.
People
probably.
Watch truckers on TV.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're going over an ice road.
But only, when they might die every day.
That's more like possible snuff entertainment.
Yeah, that's exactly what that is.
Well, the one that made this come up for us is on PlayStation 5. So the peak of video game technology coming out, Lawn Mowing Simulator.
Are you serious?
Lawn mowing.
Come on.
Check this out.
So this is, I guess, designed for people who live in a city and don't get to see grass.
I don't think so. It's
lawn
the only way you can
simulator.
Authentically mow the lush countrysides of England. In rich detail.
This gives my OCD a nice soothing feeling.
It does.
They have power washer simulator.
It. Yeah.
It was on this link right above
Are
it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it didn't look fun.
No.
These clean lines and green grass.
And they really sell it in the fact that, they have all of the mowers.
Oh, so you can pick your,
they have a bunch of different ones, yeah.
You probably have to work your way up. You probably start with, those circular blade push mowers.
Oh, yeah, the one that you just have to
just push.
Keep hacking back and forth.
This is also available on your PCs and whatnot.
Oh, look at
that. Okay, yeah, careful not to hit the flowers.
Cub Cadet.
Oh, yeah, they got all the major brands, it looks like, Steve.
Coming August 10th.
Toro, Husqvarna.
People are writing in, I'm so excited for this.
And this is these are $60 games. It's not maybe some are free downloads, but Goat Simulator was a $60 Switch game.
Yeah.
I wonder if this is with NBA 2K, those players are getting a portion of that proceeds, right? Because it's all
because
worked into
deal.
Collective
it's
bargaining
part of the,
agreement and everything.
Yeah.
But I wonder how that works. Like the person who created this game or somebody at that company, did they have to call John Deere and be like, hey, we really want the
probably.
ST 4000.
I mean, that's what they have to do with Gran Turismo and stuff. They have to get that all licensed.
And they have to get the players in those crazy suits so they can get the full body scan of them. So they do the same thing for the lawnmowers.
The 3D.
Wearing eye protection.
You don't think they got
paid? Stuck to it.
I would have assumed they would have paid to be in the game.
For the advertisement.
Yeah, right?
Maybe. Well, maybe.
This text, I drive semi for a living. It's insane how close some of those simulator games are. I played one where it was so realistic. If you don't have the RPMS right on the game and try to shift, it won't go in gear. Just like a real truck. I was blown away.
See, I can see where those would be useful for somebody training to actually be a truck driver. It's the same reason a lot of race car drivers now use some of those really high caliber racing simulators.
They can figure out the lines and the tracks and everything else.
So I can kind of understand those when they're used as a tool, but or even as you guys said earlier, like, you know, I always wanted to be a truck driver when I was a kid. You know, I'd have the guys honk their horn and stuff. So I can see where you go, I'd never get to do this, so I'll do it in a simulation. But I can mow my lawn any day I want to.
Can you mow the English countryside around a mansion? No.
No, you know, I can't do that.
There are people who really love mowing lawns. I think this is for them. Like, anyone can, most people can go mow a lawn. But not many people like it. But there are some people who get pure joy out of it. The people who have lawns I look at and I'm like, God, they must spend so much time on that.
Probably. Yeah, there's one guy in our neighborhood, whenever we walk by his house, he's out there. It could be a Tuesday at 2 p.m. It could be a Saturday at 11 p.m. He's out there, like, manicuring in some way. And it and it shows. It looks like a golf course.
It does.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. And in one way, I'm really jealous. Because it looks nice, but on the other hand, that S sucks.
Yeah, it really, exactly. It really does. It really does. Enjoy that in heaven.
This text on the
this text like, I mean, even I'm learning that.
This text off the Straight Talk hotline. I downloaded an app called Literally Just Mowing to see what it was. It's just mowing. They didn't lie, and it's super relaxing.
So there's no. Like, are you just going straight?
I guess.
Is there even a lawn, or is it just. Cut a straight path.
I need a goal.
It is.
I get it. The goal is to have nice grass, but I don't know.
Wow. I think the update, it has to be where you can get a GPS setting of your own yard so you can continue to mow it nicely in the wintertime.
That sounds awful.
You know, keep up with.
Can I hire someone on the video practicing game to mow my lawn? Because I don't want to do that either.
Yeah.
No, then in the winter you play Snow Shovel Simulator.
Yeah.
There has to be one.
There's a plow simulator for sure.
Is there a radio show simulator?
No.
For some of the shows,
no
it's just Spotify.
Simulator could handle this complexity. Yeah, no.
I'd like to see it if there is.
Nice job, robots. Good try.
But if there's somebody who is really hell-bent on wanting to mow a lawn, I will save you the $60, and you can come over and mow my lawn for free.
You can mow my lawn for $10.
Mm-hmm.
$50 off.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.